The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, text number 44, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 6, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Suta Goswami said, "The Lord, thus hearing the prayers of Kunti Devi, composed in choice words for his glorification, mildly smiled. That smile was as chanting as his mystic power."
Tithaya itham kalapadai parinuta akhilodaya. 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 Enlightening or enthusing the whole universe. How? Manjang jahasa, little smile. If Krishna is pleased and smiles little, then the whole universe will be pleased. Akhiloda. Tasmin tushte jagat tushtya. If Krishna is pleased, satisfied, then the whole universe will be satisfied. Because the whole universe means part and parcel of Krishna. What is the sound? Cut, cut. This is the stuff. Prano paharacha jathindriyana. Just like the parts of my body, they are indriya, senses. The senses are satisfied. They depend parts of my body is satisfied. When there is food, satisfaction in the stomach. If your stomach is hungry, then how you can be satisfied? You cannot be satisfied. Even there is various arrangement for your sense gratification, but if you are hungry, then you will not be satisfied. So, the whole world is dissatisfied because the spiritual hunger is not satisfied. Krishna is the center point. The spiritual hunger means we are, our general propensity is to satisfy our hunger. So, Krishna is the center. Krishna is the root. Mula. Yatha tarun mula nisi chanena tippanti satkanda bhujopu shakha. Just like watering to the root, you can satisfy the whole tree, the trunk, branches, twigs, leaves, flowers, fruits, everything. If there is water in the root. Similarly, Krishna is the root of all creation. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Everything is emanating from me, Krishna says. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvang pravartate. Whatever you see, that is coming from Krishna. There are so many other words. What is this world? This world is made of two energies, material and spiritual. Actually, it is spiritual. But some portion is material. The same example, that this my body is full of consciousness, sensation, but some parts, just like the nail, there is no consciousness, there is no sensation. If you cut the nail, you won't feel any pain. But just a small, I'm going to say, 1/10 part from an inch, if you come down on the skin portion, immediately there will be sensation and painful, as they are side by side. Therefore, similarly, the material creation and spiritual creation is side by side. The material creation is another part of spiritual creation. Just like the cloud is creation of the sunshine. Not that the sunshine is creation of cloud. This is the mistake, modern science. By the sunshine, the cloud is created. But when the cloud is created, the sunshine becomes covered. You cannot see the sun. Similarly, this maya, maya means absence of Krishna consciousness. This is maya. Absence of Krishna consciousness. When you forget Krishna, this is maya. When we remember Krishna, know Krishna, there is no maya. Just like you have experienced, that you go through the cloud and then come to the sunshine, there is no more cloud. Said below the cloud there is darkness, there is you cannot see the sun. So the sunshine is profuse sunshine. Not that cloud can cover the sunshine. Similarly, Krishna is all-pervading. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. Krishna is within the universe, within the atoms, everywhere. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesu arjuna tishtati. Every heart, there is Krishna. But we cannot see Krishna simply, somehow or other, we have been covered by the illusion of maya. That's it. So, as soon as we come to the Krishna consciousness atmosphere, shining atmosphere, then there is no maya. Maya is illusion. Sriya Kunti Devi says, and Sutta Goswami says, that prithaya ityam kalapadai. Prithaya, Kunti is another name is Pritha. Her father's name is Maharaj Prithu. Therefore, she is called Pritha, daughter of Prithu. So, when Kunti offered prayers to Krishna, in very chosen, nice words, all the words, therefore Krishna is known, his another name is Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka. Because Krishna is the Supreme, he should be offered prayer with supreme words and feelings. Supreme words and feelings. The language should not be cheap, or the idea should not be cheap. Just like when we offer prayer to Krishna, we follow the path by Lord Brahma. Brahma offered this prayer in the Brahma Sangita. Chintamani prakara sadamasu kalpa vrikhala khyabriti su suravira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata sambrahma sivamanam govindam adipurusam tamahamajami. each word is full of meaning. Chintamani, prakara, sadvasu, kalpa, brikha. So, Krishna should be offered by chosen words, uttama sloka, very nicely arranged. So such prayers we can have many, because many devotees of Krishna, just like Kunti, is offering her prayer. So we can practice how to offer prayer to Krishna instead of writing ourselves. If we, in the beginning, follow the footprints of the great devotees of Krishna and follow their principles, take into heart how they have spoken, that will be advantageous, because Krishna will be pleased. Krishna, they Mahavadi prayers. What is that prayer? They call Krishna by ill names. That is their prayer. They offer prayer to the Supreme that you have no eyes, you have no hand, you have no leg, you cannot speak, you cannot so many things, all negation. So, is that prayer? If I say you have no eyes, so in a indirect way it is to call him you are blind. If you have no legs, that means you are lame. You cannot hear, you are deaf. You cannot speak, you are dumb. So is that prayer? If I say, my dear sir, you are blind, you are lame, you have no eyes. So these rascals' prayer is like that. And he does not know what is the name of the Supreme. Oh, my dear, you have no legs, you have no hands. This is not prayer. This is not prayer. Prayer must be a description of the Lord about his activities. Just like Brahma is offering prayer. Surabhi Ravi Palayantam, Krishna, Govinda, you are so fond of your Surabhi cows. Surabhi, that you are always engaged in taking them to the forest and enjoy your cowherd boy. The Mayavadi will think, what is this? The God has become a cowherd boy? How it is? He must be very exalted. How it is that he is cowherd boy? But he does not know the nature of the Lord. He is free. He loves everyone. He loves his great devotee. He loves the cows. He loves the calves. He loves the trees, fruits, flowers, water, everything. Because everything is manifestation of his energy. It's like you love any part of your body. Not that if there is some pain on your head, you take very much care, and when there is pain on your toe, you do not take care. No. You spend as much money for the pain of headache. Similarly, you can spend as much money when there is some pain on the toe. So, Krishna being absolute, there is no such distinction that here is head important and here is leg non-important. No. So, this caste distinction, Krishna says, Chatutvarnam maya system gunakarma vibhagasa. Just like we have got division of my body. Gunakarma vibhagasa. The head is working nicely, because without brain there is no work. So the working of the head certainly is very important. Similarly, the walking of the leg is also important. So Krishna's thinking, taxing the brain, or walking there is no such difference. In our body also there is no such difference. But because we are in the materialistic world, dual world, we make distinction. This is superior, inferior. But for Krishna, there is no such thing, superior, inferior. Everything is Krishna. The Mayavadi philosopher says that when Krishna comes, he accepts a material body. But these foolish people, they do not know that Krishna has no material body. For Krishna, everything is spiritual. Krishna has no material body. It is for us to distinguish between matter and spirit. But Krishna, being the original source of everything, is absolutely spirit, that's all. The supreme spirit. He has no such distinction. The same example as I have given many times. Just like for an electrical engineer, there is no such distinction that this is heater and this is cooler. Heat and cool, opposite. But for the engineer, electrical engineer, he takes as much importance for the heater as much for the cooler. So for him, there is no such distinction, material or spiritual. It is for us, because we are now in the dual stage, the world of duality, relativity. This world is relativity. We cannot work so nicely with material consciousness. But Krishna has no such thing. Krishna is absolute. There is no distinction, material and spiritual. So, even we offer Krishna prayer with broken languages, because Krishna is absolute, Krishna will accept it. Sarograhi, bhavograhi janardana. Janardana, Krishna sees how much your heart is pure for serving Krishna. Krishna does not see the wording, the grammatical composition of your prayer. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, well, other demigods were afraid of approaching Nrisingadev. So Brahma requested Prahlad that you offer prayer. So Brahma's prayer is very, Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. So Prahlad Maharaj says that what prayer I shall offer to the Supreme Lord? Such big demigods like Brahma and others, they are present here. Even Goddess of Fortune, Lakshmi, is present here. They are afraid, or they could not offer proper prayers to Krishna, Nrisingadev, to pacify him. He is very angry. Everyone is afraid. So Prahlad Maharaj said that I am born in a low family. My father is Hiranyakashipu. So how I can offer prayer? If big demigods could not offer prayer and satisfy the Lord, so what I can do? This is humbleness of Vaishnava. Vaishnava is so humble. He is induced. He is ordered by Brahma that you offer prayer. Your prayer will be accepted. So then Prahlad Maharaj is considering that Vipyādh Disharaguna Jutād Aramindha Nāva Pādāravindha Vimukhāt. I can understand this, that Krishna is not satisfied by the prayers of a Brahmana who is qualified with 12 nice qualities. Krishna is satisfied simply by devotion. I can understand. Because all these big demigods headed by Brahma, they could not. They are asking me. That means Krishna will be satisfied simply by bhakti. That's the fact. That is the fact. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jumi bhaktya prajacchati patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. Krishna says that a little flower, little water, little fruit, that's all. If somebody offers me with devotion and love, then I eat. Krishna is not hungry. Krishna is not hungry. He is self-satisfied, purna. But if his devotee offers him something with love and affection, then he accepts. So do not think that we have made such nice sumptuous plate for Krishna. Krishna must eat. No. There is no such thing as must. You cannot make Krishna must. That is not possible. Krishna will see how much you have love for him. Then he will accept. Otherwise he will reject. Therefore, it is forbidden, those who are non-devotee, those who are not initiated, those who are not chanting regularly, their offering to Krishna will not be accepted. We must be very careful. We must know our position, whether I am sincerely following the principles of devotional service. Then Krishna will accept. Jomi bhakti, real thing is bhakti. So either you offer Krishna prayers or you offer foodstuff, everything must be along with bhakti, devotion, love. Then Krishna will accept. As Kunti, Krishna's, Kunti offered prayers. She is a woman, she has not much very learning. Still, whatever she has offered, Kalapadai, according to her, as many nice words could be collected, he has offered. Kalapadai, Parinuta, worship. Worship, for what purpose? Akilodaya. For the enlightenment of the whole universe, or of Hilodaya, by offering prayer to Krishna, everything becomes auspicious, of Hilodaya. Then, Krishna, whatever you speak for Krishna, it is applicable. Whatever you speak, because Krishna is everything. If you say Krishna is the noblest man, that is applicable. And if you say Krishna is the greatest thief, that is also applicable. This is absolute. Because he has stolen so much butter, well-known butter thief. So, not only that, so many things. If you say Krishna is the greatest cheater, that is also applicable. And if you say Krishna is the most benevolent, beneficent, that is also applicable. They are absolute. That is absolute. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasya jataha. Wherefore, everything is coming. So these words, what we think, this is good word, this is bad word. So for Krishna, there is nothing like that. Krishna is absolute. Rather, what you think bad, that becomes good when it is applied to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Just like Krishna advised Yudhishthira Maharaj that you go to Dronacharya and speak him, to tell him that your son is dead. Because Dronacharya will not die unless he gets a shock of his son's death. So his son was living. So unless he gets this shock, so he would not believe anybody. Yudhishthira Maharaj was the truthful, Dharmaraj Yudhishthira. So Krishna asked him that you go and tell this lie, that your son is dead. But Yudhishthira Maharaj hesitated. Why, he never spoken lies. How can I say it? This was a mistake by Yudhishthira Maharaj. Because the so-called truthfulness or untruthfulness of this relative world is not applicable to Krishna. Krishna has got a plan. If we execute the plan of Krishna, that is the highest truth. But we should not imitate unless we are actually ordered to do such thing. Just like Krishna was personally asking. So unless we are ordered by Krishna or Krishna's representative, we cannot violate the morality of this world. That is not possible. It is a great philosophy. It requires little brain to understand. So man nimitte kritam papam punnayava kalpate. So if sometimes we have to do something which is sinful for the sake of Krishna, not for others, not for me. For me, even if we do the so-called pious activities, that is also impious. And if we do something for Krishna which is in the estimation of the world impious, that becomes pious. That is Krishna philosophy. Therefore, it is said that Vaikuntha, Mandang Jahasa Vaikuntha. Krishna is Vaikuntha. Kuntha means anxiety, doubt. Kuntha. If you are doubtful, if you are in anxiety, that is called Kuntha. And Vaikuntha means without that thing, doubtfulness or anxiety. So in other words, whatever you do for Krishna, there is no more doubt or anxiety. Vaikuntha, that's what his name is, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha gunanu varnane. There is a verse. Samai mana Krishna padaravindayo. Vachāṃsi vaikuntha gunānu varnane. Ambarish Maharaj, he engaged his mind to the lotus feet of Krishna. Sabai mana Krishna padārvinda. We have different senses. The mind is the center of all senses. Therefore our first business should be always engaging the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Always thinking of the lotus. Smartabham satato Vishnu. Always. Then everything is all right. Then when you have to talk, Vaikuntha gunanu varnani. Simply talk of Krishna. This is Vaikuntha. You can talk of Krishna about his pastimes with the gopis. You can talk of Krishna about his pastimes when he's killing the putana, agasur, bhagasur. Both are the same. Some of the rascals, they decide that to talk of Krishna about his embracing the gopis is very good. And the talk of Krishna killing putana or other demons, that is not good. That is raskalna. Anything about Krishna, you talk, Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnani. Just like the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are so many descriptions, so many other things. But because it is in relationship with Krishna, the each word of Bhagavatam is valued. Each word of Bhagavad Gita is valued. Because there is relation. Similarly, if you dovetail everything in Krishna's service, everything is good. Everything. Vaikuntha. That is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnani. So that is our Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to dovetail everything in connection with Krishna. Make Krishna center. And all your activities will be spiritual. That is distinction. Sagunan samatitta itan brahma bhuya kalpa. As soon as anything is done for Krishna, the bhakti, the beginning you cannot do, so then anything you can dovetail. No. In the beginning, you have to learn first of all how to become Krishna conscious. We are in the training period. You should not imitate. Our Yudhishthira Maharaj was ordered to speak lies, so let us go on speaking all lies. No, not that. You cannot do so. First of all, be trained. For being trained, you have to follow the regulative principles, the orders of spiritual master. In this way, Sivan Mukhi Juvado, when your all